News release. International Lake Superior Board of Control. The board expects the total St. Mary's River flow in May to be 1,880 cubic meters per second, 66,400 CFS, as prescribed by Regulation Plan 2012. Actual hour-to-hour and day-to-day flows may vary depending on hydrologic conditions, as well as variations in flow from the hydropower plants. The gate setting of the compensating works will be increased from the current setting equivalent to approximately one-half gate open to a setting equivalent to approximately one gate open, to meet the Plan 2012 prescribed flow in May in consideration of capacity restrictions at the hydropower plants. On Tuesday, May 6, gates number 11 through number 14 will be raised to a setting of 23 centimeters open. Gate number 1 will remain at its typical setting, which supplies a flow of about 15 cubic meters per second, 500 cubic foot per second, to the channel north of the fishery remedial dike. Gates number 7 through number 10 will remain 20 centimeters open. The St. Mary's Rapids flow will increase from approximately 85 cubic meters per second to approximately 137 cubic meters per second after the gate adjustments. Water level changes over the month of April. Water supply conditions were wetter than average in both Lake Superior and Lake Michigan Huron basins in April. Lake Superior rose by 13 centimeters, 5.1 in, last month, while the seasonal long-term average pattern is for Lake Superior to rise by 8 centimeters, 3.1 in, in April. Lake Michigan Huron rose by 12 centimeters, 4.7 in, last month, and the seasonal long-term average pattern is for Lake Michigan Huron to rise by 11 centimeters, 4.3 in, in April. Water levels as of the beginning of May. At the beginning of May, the lake-wide average water level of Lake Superior was 10 centimeters, 3.9 in, below the seasonal long-term average, 1918 to 2023, and 8 centimeters, 3.1 in, below the level of a year ago. At the beginning of May, the lake-wide average water level of Lake Michigan Huron was 12 centimeters, 4.7 in, below the seasonal long-term average, 1918 to 2023, and 18 centimeters, 7.1 in, below the level of a year ago. Forecast outlook. Water level changes based on water supplies over the month of May. If weather and water supply conditions are near average, Lake Superior may rise by approximately 11 centimeters, 4.3 in, and Lake Michigan Huron may increase by approximately 8 centimeters, 3.1 in. If conditions are much wetter than average, Lake Superior may increase by approximately 19 centimeters, 7.5 in, and Lake Michigan Huron may rise by approximately 17 centimeters, 6.7 in. If conditions are much drier than average, the water level of Lake Superior may rise by only 3 centimeters, 1.2 in, and Lake Michigan Huron may rise by about 1 centimeter, 0.4 in.